Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our perfect weather pattern slowly coming to an end by the end of the week. Humidity levels will be increasing, so will the wind, temperatures, and storm chances, especially Friday, end of the weekend. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tuesday. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center. It's a delightful morning again here across North Texas as temperatures have fallen into the 50s. South winds are back as well, and they'll be rather gusty here through the weekend. South winds are warming winds. They also cause humidity levels to rise. You normally can't see the humidity, but indirectly, low clouds are a decent sign that the atmosphere is starting to thicken up a little bit. Plenty of sunshine today with highs approaching 80 degrees. I'm also going to be keeping an eye on a weak cold front that'll go stationary along the Red River Valley to our north and northwest today and tomorrow. This boundary will produce some scattered strong to severe storms well to the northwest of DFW each afternoon. With a northwesterly flow in the upper levels, some of these storms will try to sneak in towards the 35W corridor by late evening, but I think most of them will die out as they do so. I'll keep an eye on things just in case. Hail and wind will be the threats initially, but again, they'll weaken as they approach 35W. Otherwise, temperatures will warm into the low 80s again tomorrow. By Thursday, the dry line will activate to the west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Storms will head east, but once again, will most likely die out as they approach DFW. Highs again in the low 80s. Dry line will be much closer to the area on Friday morning as it surges across the area during the afternoon. Scattered showers and storms will develop along this boundary. Large hail and damaging wind will be the primary threats, but again, an isolated tornado can never be ruled out in a severe thunderstorm. Highs once again in the low 80s. All right, our next system, it's still over the eastern and Pacific Ocean, and we'll be heading into the south central plain states by late Saturday and Sunday. It'll drag a weak Pacific front across the area. This boundary will produce scattered showers and storms late Saturday and into Sunday. Some of these storms may become severe. All modes of severe weather will be possible. We're still days away, and I will continue to keep you updated. Temperatures this weekend will be in the low to mid-80s again. I'm keeping Monday dry as of now, but this may change depending on if this front still lingers in the area. Highs on Monday will again be in the low to mid-80s. Please remember, we are approaching the peak of severe weather season as we head into May. Stay weather aware and keep attuned to News Radio 1080 KRLD with updates every 10 minutes with our storm team coverage. Have a blessed day.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.